Chapter 50. The battle beneath the ground raged back and forth. Matameo and his friends had joined forces with Orlando and the Woodlanders. Heaving masses of rats pressed in from all sides. The double circle continued its deadly function, reinforced by the willing young ones. Jess Squiddle stood alongside her son Sam, but there was little time for happy reunions in the midst of a battle. Orlando and Homer lifted the door bodily between them, using it as a large flattener on the black-robed rats. Nadaz kept up his chant, wailing and screaming, as he sent in wave after wave of black robes. Shaking his eerie-boned sceptre, rattling the mouse skull, he pointed to the Woodlanders.
"Die! Die! You will all die here! Your bones will rot in the kingdom of Malkaris! The voice of the host has spoken!"
Basil Staghair and Cheek lifted the rat between them. The wildly struggling creature screeched as he was hefted above the heads of the hare and the otter.
"We are going to truck you over to your boss,"
Basil informed him.
"Tell him to keep the howling and yelling down. Bad form, you know. Right, me old Cheek. 1, 2, and away he goes."
The rat flew through the air, falling short of Nadaz. He landed on the spear points of the horde. Basil tut-tut-tuttered.
"Oh, best shot, sir. What have I told you about holding your end up, Cheek? Never mind. Try again. That's the spirit. Grab hold of that smelly chap to your left."
Now Nadaz was standing on the big drum. He pounded it with both paws in a mad dance, and the noise rolled and boomed, encouraging the rats on the causeway steps to press forward onto the ledge. Jube Hedgehog and Jabez, his father, were unassailable. They rolled into one tight ball, hurtling madly about, spiking rats over the brink of the ledge, deflecting spear thrusts with their needled armour casing. But the rats still came forward. Tess and Tim Churchmouse formed a trio of flailing chains with Matameo and managed to gasp snatches of conversation as they pounded the rats with the swinging slave chain manacles.
"Watch your back, Matty."
"Got him, thanks, Tess. Look out."
"Good shot, Tim. Are you all right?"
"Phew, my paws are getting tired."
"Aye, there's no end to them. Look down those steps. They're pouring up 4 abreast."
Matthias ran farther up the underground workings, dealing with any guards that were left and freeing slaves as he went. Climbing over piles of rubble and dashing through half-finished chambers, the mouse warrior swung his sword like an avenging pendulum, striking the chains of slavery to smithereens and dealing debt to the oppressors. With both paws aching, he stopped and took stock of his surroundings, a long passage with a blank wall at one end. Through the semi-darkness, he glimpsed a vast carving on the rock wall. It was a frieze of woodland creatures chained together, dominated by a prominent relief of the statue on the ledge, surrounded by robed rats. Relaxing his guard, he laid aside the sword and studied the carvings. Obviously, it marked the boundary of Malkaris's evil kingdom. Slagar stepped out from behind the mouse warrior. The cruel one dealt Matthias a swinging blow with the metal weights of his 3-thonged weapon, and the mouse warrior pitched forward, overwhelmed by the striking bolus. Grinning behind the silken mask, Slagar turned his victim over.
"You did well, mouse. I am saved the trouble of slaying Malkaris. When the horde has overcome your woodlanders, I will rule here. But first, I must fulfill my oath of vengeance."
Grabbing Matthias by the throat, the fox reached for the great sword.
"Yoo-hoo! It's the fox! Kill Slagar!"
Like a hunting pack, the slaves came through the rubble at the masked fox. He looked wildly about for an escape route, and his eye fell upon the carved mural a few paces away. The silken hood sucked back and forth wildly as he snatched up his bolas and leapt over the fallen warrior. Gripping the outstretched left paw of the polecat image, Slagar twisted and pushed in the same way that Nadaz had done the previous day.